only givers remain. Unfaltering divine law. In the chapter Al-Arayd, the thunder, the Quran offers a striking parable about the law of life. Only those who prove to be givers, those who contribute something of value to others, can truly endure and establish themselves. The verse says, He sends down water from the sky that fills riverbeds to overflowing, each according to its measure. The torrent carries along swelling foam, akin to what rises from smelted ore from which man makes ornaments and tools. God thus depicts truth and falsehood. The scum is cast away, but whatever is of use to man remains behind. God thus speaks in parables. 13:17. The imagery is vivid. Rainwater flows into rivers and streams, carrying foam that eventually disappears. Similarly, when silver or other metals are heated, impurities rise as froth and vanish. What remains, the pure water, the refined metal, is what benefits people. This is more than a description of natural events. It is a moral law written into creation itself. The message is clear. In the same way that nature discards what is useless and preserves what is beneficial, society retains and honors those who add value and quietly removes those who do not. This principle applies to individuals, groups, and entire communities. It is not about self-image or how highly one thinks of oneself. In the social sphere, acceptance is earned by proving oneself to be a giver, someone whose presence benefits others. Without that, rejection is inevitable. Think of the workplace, an employee who consistently contributes ideas, supports colleagues, and solves problems will be valued, even if they are not the most outspoken. Another who complains, resists change, or adds little to the team's progress may find themselves sidelined or eventually removed. Consider a business. A shop that meets customer needs, treats buyers with respect, and provides quality products will survive, even in competitive markets. A shop that cheats customers or ignores feedback will see its reputation collapse, no matter how attractive its branding. Even in personal relationships, this law operates. A friend who offers support, encouragement, and understanding becomes treasured. A friend who is constantly critical, self-absorbed, or unreliable eventually finds the calls and invitations stop coming. History too bears witness. Communities that invested in justice, education, and trade thrived for centuries. Those that became oppressive, exploitative, or insular withered away, often leaving little trace behind except ruins. The Quranic parable reminds us that survival in social life is not about being the strongest in the Darwinian sense, but about being the most useful. Nature's law favors contribution over mere existence. Foam and scum may seem prominent for a moment, but they are swept away. The pure and beneficial endure. This truth challenges the way many of us measure success. Titles, wealth, or influence are temporary if unaccompanied by real service to others. The enduring legacy belongs to those who give, teachers who shape young minds, inventors who solve everyday problems, leaders who foster harmony, neighbors who help without being asked. Communities that invested in justice, education, and trade thrived for centuries. Those that became oppressive, exploitative, or insular withered away, often leaving little trace behind except ruins.